On this, the 2nd of May, 2020, from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, from the United States of America, on God's good, great planet Earth, how about a pause for praise? David Benoit on the piano, and he is welcoming you to join him. Freedom at Midnight. Well, let's call this Freedom in the Beginning of the Morning. On this wonderful day, on the planet Earth, it's Saturday morning. Do you know what that means? It's time for you to enjoy this wonderful Saturday. And my subject matter today is going to be fear. And I'm asking you, why are you afraid? You still at home? Are you following the rules? Now, if God gave you shelter, you ought to be happy with that. And if you're not happy with it, that means that you're a grumpy old soul. This is PJ, your internet pastor, saying thank you for coming to my website. I'm glad that you can join me on this Saturday morning in Los Angeles. The sun is out, not a cloud in the sky, and I'm feeling it. You don't have to be a slave to fear. No, you don't. You don't have to be a slave to fear. No, because it says in Romans chapter 8, verse 15, it says, You did not receive the spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. And by him, we cry, Abba, Father. Abba is just a repeated the same term, Father, Father. We cry unto God. I want to offer my deepest sympathy to those of you that have lost loved ones during this coronavirus. And I pray that the rest of us that are alive will follow the national mandate to keep our behinds in the house. Now, wait a minute. Some of you that believe in constitutional rights. Now, wait. Let's have this discussion this morning. And, that's from an album, David Benoit, Freedom at Midnight. This was one of my favorite pieces. I'm going to be playing some more from David, but not right now. I want to talk about this. Are your constitutional rights, listen to me. My conservative friends, because I'm somewhat of a conservative. I'm not a diehard liberal. I don't vote Democrat nor Republican because I believe that any political party is full of slop soup. I'm going to try not to use bad language today. So I don't put my trust in any man in anything. Somebody sent me early this morning a Facebook Messenger text in Wuhan, China, of them killing thousands of pigs, throwing flammable liquids on the animals and hearing them screech in pain as they're being ground up. God only knows if they're selling this meat in some kind of way to us Americans. I hope not. But I don't want to start hating Chinese. And, you know, I found something very, very... We had a restaurant here in the Crenshaw area, in the Windsor Hills area. It was a Chinese restaurant that had been in this neighborhood for years. The whole family ran the restaurant. Whenever we in Windsor Hills, Baldwin Hills, wanted Chinese food, we order it and pick it up from there. It was the place. That place closed down right before this pandemic took place. And I often wondered why. I don't know what happened to the Chinese family that ran it. I'm not against the Chinese, but I'm saying, hey, it's time to be happy. So what am I trying to tell you? You have no business fearing. I got to tell you about a lesson that I learned. A couple of days ago, I ate the wrong kind of food. I knew I should not have eaten it. All right, yeah, this would be a perfect example of stupidity. I got the little check from Trump, you know, and I said, oh, my goodness, I can order some good Thai food. And it was delicious, but these restaurants put this chemical in the food, and it's the worst thing for my insides. And I ate two plates of it. I should have known something was immediately wrong because when I leaned back on my chair to watch a movie, I immediately fell asleep. The stuff knocked me out. It was horrible for my system. It took me well over 24 hours to get it all out. Then it gave me diarrhea, messed up everything. I know better than that. I have to follow my diet. Each of us have to follow the rules. And if we follow the rules, there will be no fear. I'm telling you, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, it says, God did not give us the spirit of timidity, that is fear, but a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. Stay home. I mean, which other way can I put it? Well, we're going to continue to listen to this great album by David Benoit. I'll be breaking in and out. Along the Milky Way is the next number that he's going to play right now. So I'm just going to keep playing numbers from Freedom at Midnight by David Benoit. And I'll be back with another scripture. Thank you for joining me on this Saturday morning for this praise break. Now, let me address something. Some of you may be saying, why is PJ playing this secular music? If he called it a Saturday morning praise break, why don't he put on some Yolanda Adams or some church folk? I don't want to hear from them. You know why? I don't know David Benoit personally, but every morning he comes on K-Jazz here in the Southern California area. He has a radio show, and he plays progressive jazz, jazz from the wonderful jazz eras. And David is real with his stuff, travels all around the world playing this beautiful piano. And he plays lively music, music that I love to listen to, music that enlivens my heart, brings me great joy to wake up Saturday morning. Now, check it out. I went to bed last night. Hey, the old man, 76 years old, went to bed last night. I had watched two movies on Netflix. No. I didn't spend all my night praying on my knees, praying and going through all these rigmarole. The God that is in me, the God that is keeping me, the God that has sustained me is the same God. And he needs not to be hyped up by a bunch of emotional, religious response. Thank you, David. We're going to be listening to Kaya's song in a little bit. But let me say this. The God that I love and the God that I worship, he doesn't have to be waking up. He's already alive. He's vital. He's instrumental in our loins, in our brains, in our entire systems. And you see that working as he brings about a spirit. And I'm not feeling this way because I'm not ill. I saw a picture of an older man that was ill in the intensive care unit, and he died. The man was up in age, and he contracted the coronavirus, and he died. And I thought about the picture as I looked at it. I said, John, that could be you. That didn't frighten me. This is what I said. Listen to what I said. I said, well, Lord, if that be me, so be it. Let it be said. Let it be done. I cannot prove that there is something beyond this life, but in my soul, in my spirit, I feel it. There's too many people that's been born on this ball called Earth and has left and has had that same characteristic of their nature to look forward to something better than where we are. When I read Hebrews chapter 1, no, let's make that Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. Let's see what God has said, okay? Because, you see, I'm not quoting from the Quran because I'm not a Muslim. I'm not quoting from any other text because my ancestors were brought over here as chattel, as slaves. Our religion was ripped from us. I don't know what tribe from Africa. I was from the west or the east or the northern or the southern coast. I don't know. My people came from somewhere. I am a living testament of who my ancestors were, but I was given this religion by my slave owners. And so since I've grown to love the book, the Bible, I have studied it immensely and looked at it completely. And when I read in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6, it says, God has said, see, this isn't man speaking, this is God speaking. It says, God has says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid what man can do to me. And you can see an acquiescent connection with that verse in Psalms chapter 118, verses 6 and 7. Oh, I'm telling you, this is a praise report this morning. Y'all believe me? Well, let's continue to listen to a man who sat down at the keyboard and just started playing Keys song, David Benoit, from his album Freedom at Midnight. I hope you're enjoying this. I am. Saturday morning, you got to get up and clean that house. Dust the blinds, dust the windowsill, sweep the driveway, polish your car. Make the coffee and the tea, too. Make a piece of toast and scramble the boo. Eat that breakfast and then plan lunch. What you're gonna do, you're gonna turn it into a brunch. Ah, I don't have to go to work today. I'm off, but not off my rocker. God has given me this weekend. Why not enjoy it to the max? Now you feeling me? You're not worried about that. Don't even look at the news today. It don't matter if they got a cure for the virus. Because God is your refuge. He is your source, your will in the middle of a will. Your vitality, your power. That's what God is to you. You're not worried about those particular things that pull people down. You're only concerned about being lifted up. Ah, David Benoist, that's why he's one of my favorite jazz musicians. And I'm hoping that you can listen. I'm not advertising his music. I'm just saying that he plays life music. And a lot of times, again, I tell you that when it comes to listening to church music and stuff like that, now I can listen to a whole bunch of people screaming about Jesus, but I don't know what Jesus they're talking about. I really don't. But I love what my Bible says about fear. Don't be afraid. We have no reason to be afraid. And the reason that we have no reason to be afraid is because light has come. Everybody thinks of death as darkness, as dread. I'm going to tell you, I was thinking about it here a couple of days ago, especially when this rash of deaths from the coronavirus came out, and I found out that a lot of these guys that were dying were pastors, and I looked at the pictures of them and their wives. In some cases, husbands and wives died, and fathers and children died. And, you know, I know what the black pastor eats in his home. I don't eat that way. You guys got to stop eating. Listen. I have said this for years. I even told my dear wife that passed away, but she wouldn't listen. I said, stop eating all of the meat stuff. Stop it. The beef and the pork. Stop it. You don't require that. Eat healthily. Eat more greens, more vegetables. I had a small slice of salmon, my last slice, as a matter of fact, last night. And what I did is I had some mixed vegetables, you know, the corn, the peas, and the carrots, and the string beans that come frozen, you know. And what you do is you saute it with a little soy sauce, season it up the way you like it seasoned. I don't use salt. I just a sprinkle of sodium light soy sauce in there to give it an Asian flair, because I was used to eating Asian food for 34 years. My wife, see. And I really have to watch the salt intake because I have high blood pressure. And I have to be very careful because they tell me that the high blood pressure medicine works along with the COVID virus. And so I take it every other day. I don't take the high blood pressure medicine every day. See, I have a doctor, and he has medicine for me, but I don't take that stuff every day. I only take it when my blood pressure is up, but I keep it down by following the rules. You know, we Americans are very stubborn people. You see us out on the street now. They're all out in the street. No. Let me continue to give you something to think about. God is my light. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Psalms chapter 27, verse 1. Remember, this was the religious book of my people, African-American people. I don't care if you reject Christianity. And I'm not talking about accepting some white Jesus, because this ain't no white Jesus book that I'm quoting from. For those of you that are Pan-Africans and want to be black and everything, a shade over white, go ahead. I'm not into colorization of a human being. I'm into the conception of one's heart. Who is it that you're leaning towards? Who is it that you're believing? Get them, Harcourt, I hear you. Who is it that you're giving homage to? Okay, that's what it's all about. Look what it says right here. It says, the Lord is a light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Don't fear this coronavirus, but at the same time, respect it. Because if man put this mess together, and this mess is floating out in the air, and if it gets into your lungs and attaches itself to certain biological antibodies in your body, and can cause your lungs to stop breathing properly, trust me, don't have nobody come by to visit you that has not been a kind of like a permanent resident living with you, and Then if that person gets sick, you better isolate their behinds. Now, wait a minute. The Lord is the stronghold of my life, or the strength of my life. Of whom shall I fear? Now, that doesn't mean that you get out at the beach here in Southern California and act a fool. And you notice who the fools were that were acting a fool in the Orange County beaches yesterday. I looked around real close at that newsreel. I didn't see no black folk out there. Those was the, and as a matter of fact, if those of you around the country don't know what kind of people those were the well-off white folk in Orange County. They got the highest incomes. They live in those nice beachfront homes, driving all those nice sports cars, surfing on a morning like this. Man, on a morning like this, you go to an Orange County, Huntington Beach, and stuff like people be surfing and motor scootering, and the government is telling them you can't go nowhere. And all of them out there, butt to butt, shoulder to shoulder, protesting. If that had been the black community here in South Central, you would have seen 77 Division, Newton Street, Wilshire. You would have seen West L.A., Northridge Division, Harbor Division, all right? All those cops down there, shoulder to shoulder, strapped up in riot control, getting the people off of Slauson and Crenshaw. But no, you don't see this in the black community because we love life. Traditionally, we've always loved life. I'm not saying that white people don't love life, but I'm saying the stupidity comes in all colors. You saw that scene in Chicago with them brothers partying and passing the blunt from person to person. No, no, no. I'm telling you, Americans are a spoiled lot of people. Yes, we are. And we need to be disciplined. Wait a minute. Let me give you some more. Trust in God. And when you trust in God, it gets rid of fear. When you look at Psalm chapter 56, verses 10 and 11, it says, in God, whose word I praise. That's what this praise break is all about. I praise him in the Lord, whose word I praise. I trust in God. I will not be afraid. That's what I'm trying to encourage you today. And don't be walking around, oh, honey, I got to go to the store and get some milk. I said, baby, go on and get the milk. Just put on the mask. Put on the mask. Put on the mask. The man with the Panama hat. Who's that? That's that man I just saw going around the corner. David, get him. David Benoit continues with the man with the Panama hat. Yeah, boy. You know, with this, I don't think it takes that long for you to get the point. So I'm not going to go an hour playing music. Yesterday, I really didn't get a chance to throw in some scriptures because I was just having so much of a good time playing some jazz. This is PJ, your internet pastor. I know a lot of you don't think that I'm a pastor anymore because I'm not talking with that drawl and trying to put some kind of effectual effect on what God says. I just thought that I'd give you these scriptures and so that you can know that you don't have to fear. That fear should not be a practical part of the believer's life and role. Don't be afraid. Matthew chapter 10. Verse 28 says, don't be afraid of those who can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. See what I mean? Jesus is saying, if your body goes down and dies, and trust me, those poor people in the hospital that are struggling for breath and everything, they gave them a dosage. They're unconscious. They aren't feeling anything. It looks horrible because that's human life struggling to live. I pray for the families that have lost loved ones. And I thank God that in my life, no one in my family has been touched. It doesn't mean that me and my family has favor above anyone else's family. It merely identifies the fact that the people that are around me are using a cautious state of mind as they live from day to day. And that's what I want you to do. I want to take this time right now to thank God for touching my body, because I got up this morning, I slept all through the night, didn't wake up once through the night, and I just got up this morning and I looked up and saw the sun and jumped right in the studio and said, man, get this cast done early today. Hi, Harcourt. And Harcourt just came in to visit me to say hello. He says, since you feel good, why don't you take me walking? And I think that's exactly what I'm going to do. Thank you, people, for coming to my website today. And I'm going to trust that you continue to listen to me from time to time. I'm going to try to bring you more exciting webcasts. God bless. Take care.